The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com mobile studios aboard the brand new Carnival Sunshine. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check out all of our Carnival Sunshine footage, pictures, videos at cruiseradio.net.
Still on Carnival Sunshine. Now, this is part two. If you haven't heard part one, simply go back and listen to episode 202, Carnival Sunshine Live, part one. Check it out.
We're going to do an overview of the 25 branded Funship 2.0 elements on Carnival Sunshine.
We talked to our first guest right before Destiny went into dry dock. He is the cruise director of Carnival Sunshine, Kevin Noonan, who actually just goes by Noonan on the ship. Noonan, welcome back to Cruise Radio.
Well, thanks. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember. It was back in February. We saw you right before Destiny went into dry dock.
I very much remembered you.
Things are looking a little different now.
A tad, yes. You'd be walking on air on this deck for sure.
Is that right? We're on deck four.
Yeah, deck four, the mezzanine.
Yes, right outside Punchliner Comedy Club. And yeah, there's so much that is different. Tell us what passengers can expect with Carnival Sunshine.
Well, there's something for everybody here. We got a space, whether you're 2 or 102, that you can definitely enjoy. We have the Serenity deck, the largest one in the Carnival fleet. If you want to avoid the kids, right. If you want to be right there with them, you can be riding the Twister slides or Speedway Racer slides up there in the splash zone, of course, up there in the water slide area.
Yep. And you've got a Red Frog Pub, the largest Red Frog Pub in the fleet, right?
Exactly, yeah. A lot of square footage in there. And the musicians we have here on the Sunshine are phenomenal, very talented musicians.
So you were on the ship during the whole dry docks period, right? From when you went to Italy till it floated out. What was the day like for you over there?
Well, I did a lot of planning for the post-dry dock. I, of course, watched the transformation, which was awesome. The minute we left Venice and we dropped off our guests after the 18-day transatlantic, the second the last guest was off, there was jackhammers on the promenade deck and the work started. It was incredible. But the normal day for me was wake up about 4:30 or 5 o'clock with that wonderful tapping noise, whether it's above or below my cabin, because I stayed on board the whole time. And then jump on the computer, check emails, start doing programming for the Sunshine, and then I'd go check my spaces, make sure that everything's going as planned.
For the folks that don't know, they have Hasbro, the game show, on here, which you're the host of on board Carnival Sunshine. Kind of explain what that is.
Hasbro the Game Show is a family-friendly game show. It's not just for kids. A lot of people think that it's a show directed at kids. Kids love it, but adults love it just as much. Matt, you definitely know that from your experience.
That was fun. Thanks for pulling me into that.
Yeah, it was fun having you up there. But it's a real family-friendly atmosphere. We've gone above and beyond our old game show where we basically have three game show consoles set up. And ask a question, you buzz in if you know the answer, and then the winner gets a golden trophy, right? Well, what we've done now is teamed up with Hasbro. We got more fun games, giant Hasbro games that you can play on the stage, and the winner takes home a big prize, not just a normal little prize.
Well, it's cool because it's presented as if you're at a taping of a network television game show.
Yeah, we have four technicians working hard on it throughout the show, moving the sets on and off. We have to have the commercial breaks in order for transitions to go smoothly. Very, very complicated programming with all the videos and lights and everything involved is just awesome.
He is the cruise director aboard Carnival Sunshine, known as Noonan. Thanks for being with us on Cruise Radio.
Well, thanks. It's a pleasure being here.
And to add on what Noonan was just talking about, where Hasbro, the game show that you were in, which was hysterical, it was all done in the Liquid Lounge, which was the old Palladium Theater on Carnival Destiny. Now, this is really cool because Playlist Production is in there, which is like Motor City, Latin Nights, all their new 30-minute Broadway shows. But another thing that's in there is the nightclub.
Yeah, it segues seamlessly. As people are getting up out of their seats and kind of milling about after the show, crewmen members are taking off the chairs from the floor to create the dance floor.
And it's very cool because from the Palladium to the Liquid Lounge, it went down to, I think, 800 people. But it's less than that for the nightclub because a big purple curtain comes around the whole Liquid Lounge area. So it makes it a kind of an intimate just dance floor and little half circle couches to sit on. And DJ Alex is up there spinning. Yeah. Just really, really cool.
We love some DJ Alex. Thank you a lot, girl. I don't know, it's just a really clever way of Carnival utilizing and making best use of the space, really. Let's talk to a passenger, shall we?
Sure.
What's your name?
Carter Jennings.
Carter Jennings, where are you from?
Oklahoma City.
And what'd you think of Sunshine?
It was a blast. I thought, you know, the remodel was great. There was a few, the staff was extremely friendly. I guess I noticed a few minor issues, but nothing real bad. I'd recommend that boat to anybody.
Now, did you sail on Destiny?
I sailed on an older Carnival ship. It may have been Destiny, but it was like 10 years ago. I think it was the Ecstasy more, I think, about it, though.
And what were your favorite spots on the ship?
Guy's Burger Bar, the water slide, and the casino.
Do you think there's any room for improvement or things they can tweak?
Bet more hours on some of the alternative food offerings. I think keeping guys open past 6 would be nice. Right. The taco bar was only open at like really weird hours. I never got to try it because I wasn't there. But other than that, those are the things that come to mind just off the top of my head.
Did you try any of the specialty restaurants like Gigi's Asian Kitchen or Fahrenheit 555 or Cucina del Capitano?
Tried all three of them.
Oh, wow.
My favorite of the three, I thought, was probably Gigi's.
Yeah. That seems to be the general consensus, the hot spot.
Cucina was good. The calamari was some of the best that I'd had. Fahrenheit was good, you know, for cruise food. But, you know, compared to what you get on land, I couldn't get better steak in Oklahoma City. You're going to pay for it, but it was still extremely good. So I think Gigi's was the best value, though, at all that stuff.
Would you sail Sunshine again?
Absolutely. I'd recommend Carnival Sunshine to anyone.
Transforming the Carnival destiny to Carnival Sunshine. Cruise Radio is there.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
What do you think are some of Carnival Sunshine's strong points?
Well, like I said, I love the different, the Lido deck up here, the different food that they have. Every morning I would eat at the Blue Iguana, I think that's what it's called.
Cantina.
Yeah, the cantina with the burritos and the huevos ranchero. That was my breakfast most mornings. And then the burger place, I was going to eat one burger. And I've eaten more burgers on this one trip than I have the rest of the year.
Playlist Productions, Carnival's entertainment on the ship, is one of the big draws. What do you think of the Broadway-type shows on the ship?
You know, I was really impressed with the quality of the talent on here. I didn't see any show that I was disappointed in. And then being midlife, older guy. What was the first show? The rock and roll thing. I mean, that's the music I grew up listening to.
Right.
And they did such a good job with the costumes and with the dancing. It was incredible.
Do you think there's any room for improvement on Carnival Sunshine?
Room for improvement? Yes. I think they need some liposuction options in their...
in the Cloud 9 spa?
Yeah, in the spa. They need liposuction, yeah. So if Carnival, if you're listening, please, liposuction would be very nice.
Rick Griffin, thanks for being with us on Cruise Radio, man.
Hey, thanks. Love you guys.
Woo-hoo!
Happy sailing.
So can we talk about food and drinks for a minute here on Carnival Sunshine?
We can talk about whatever the hell we want. It's our damn show.
Well, yeah. So what is your favorite food venue on here?
I don't want to sound like I'm following the herd, but I mean, and the hot spot is Gigi's Asian Kitchen. And to me, it really is. I love Asian food. So to me, it's my favorite, not to mention the gorgeous servers and the excellent service. But the food is great.
I would say that's probably the best $12 spent at sea.
But all the specialty restaurants are great. From Fahrenheit 555 to Cucina del Capitano. They all have their unique brand and flavor and ambiance. And they all bring something special and different. And it really breaks up what some might perceive as the monotony of the main dining room. You know, what they're used to on past cruises, that was primarily the only option. It's such an awesome way to break it up.
Yeah, out of the nine nights on here, we ate at the main dining room just a couple of times because we had Gigi's Asian Kitchen for three nights, the steakhouse one night, Cucina.
A couple nights.
Yeah, so, I'm not going to copy you, but I think Gigi's was awesome, but I'm going to say... Gotta go back to them burgers at Guy's Burger Joint. The Ringer, the Pig Patty.
I was much more into Blue Iguana Cantina this time. I found myself eating there more than any place else on the Lido deck.
Did you check out one of their breakfast burritos this time?
Absolutely. They're always good. And that great fresh salsa bar with the cilantro and everything.
Yeah, totally. And their watermelon salsa is to die for. How about... Really?
Yeah.
To die for. Let's talk about the bars for a second then. What was your favorite bar on here?
Well, for ambiance, you just cannot go wrong with Red Frog Pub. I mean,
right.
It's the music, the live acoustic music with Sky, who's an awesome female musician and singer in there. But all the guys were great. But I have to say, as far as drinks go, and I think this might have been your favorite, was the guy Daniel at Alchemy Bar.
Yeah, the cucumber sunrise was awesome. And then they have these strawberry, how would you say it?
Strawberry-infused vodka.
Yeah, I would say the Alchemy Bar, too. I didn't spend much time on the outside decks, the sailing at the Red Frog Rum Bar. We always get, like, the 101-ounce beer tubes out there or going. We spent a lot of time at the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar last time, too. But it was just so damn hot out that I was staying mostly inside because I'm fat and overweight.
Yes, you are morbidly obese now. We both are. It's pretty sad. But Daniel, I have to say, Daniel at the Alchemy Bar gets my award for best mixologist, I think. What do you prefer to be called? A mixologist? A bartender?
I like to be called Daniel. Daniel is good.
Okay, just Daniel?
Being a mixologist is a profession.
Okay.
Being a master mixologist, it's a dedication of your life.
Tell us about the Alchemy Bar then.
So Alchemy Bar, it's a 19th century pharmacy concept.
Yeah.
We try to fix all your problems and all your ills in the old school style.
Right, you have the little prescription pads for people to fill out what they want.
Alchemy Bar become a very popular concept because we try to create personalized drinks. So we don't try to serve drinks, we try to serve people. I try to serve you. I don't want to serve a regular recipe.
Right.
Maybe you want it 1.5 a little bit more sweet than the other person.
Right.
That's what we try to find. That's what we try to find, the perfect recipe, the perfect prescription for you.
What do you think your best, most popular drink is that you make personally?
I'm addicted by herbs and fresh berries for some reason. I like everything to be made in old school.
Uh-huh.
I don't like premixes.
Right. Fresh.
And
everything fresh.
Yes, everything needs to be fresh, modeled, strained. It's like a symphony, like a forest rain in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do. I try to use the 19th century...
Methods,
right?
Right?
Because during that time, they were fixing your eels...
Right.
Without being a pill for everything, because right now we have a pill for everything, right?
Right.
I don't want anybody to understand, and The Alchemy Bar, it's a pharmacy, because somebody came one day and she said, this lady, she was very nice. She asked me for something for her mom because she's having a pain on her knee. I said, oh, I think you should call a professional. I have alcohol, you know. Alcohol is actually a cure for everything, right? If you're sad, you're not going to be sad anymore. If you're having pain, you'll forget about it. Trust me.
So go see. Make sure you go see Daniel at the Alchemy Bar on Carnival Sunshine. Daniel, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And goodbye.
Have a question for the experts? Or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
So thanks to a new toy that I bought, we can actually now take your phone calls whenever we're doing broadcasts from anywhere in the world. So our first one comes from Scott in Chicago, Illinois. Let's hear from Scott.
I've been reading a lot of stuff on these message boards about the Carnival Sunshine, that Serenity area, if it's loud or not. And you know, I just want the truth on it. Is the Serenity area, you know, a quiet place to hang out, or is it loud out there? Thanks a lot.
So, yeah, Scott, definitely a good question. The Serenity area has been a big topic on all the cruise message boards out there. To simply answer your question is, if you want to hear no noise, there is a place in Serenity where you can do that. It's all the way forward. Of course, when you're by the waterfall, you will hear the big screen and the music from the DJ up there on the Lido deck. But the more forward on the ship you move, you will virtually hear nothing. I actually was up there on a sea day when the Lido deck was cranking, and there was no noise whatsoever. The only noise you heard was the wind between your ears up there. So to answer your question, Scott, Lido deck is a great place to get away. No kids up there. They do patrol it. They do watch for chair hogs, and zero music all the way forward. All right, next question we'll queue up is from Julie Watson from Tallahassee, Florida.
Hey, I saw they added a Red Frog pub to the Carnival Sunshine. Can you tell us how big it is and exactly where it's located?
Julie, I like the way you think, because one of my favorite venues on Carnival Sunshine, and actually past Carnival Breeze and Carnival Magic, is the Red Frog Pub. Now, picture where the old nightclub used to be on Carnival Destiny and where the jazz club was. All that is knocked out, and that is now where the Red Frog Pub stands. Now, the only difference between Carnival Sunshine and then Carnival Breeze and Carnival Magic's Red Frog Pub is that there's no outside, because clearly if you walked outside of the Red Frog Pub on Carnival Sunshine, you would fall into the water. So it is the largest Red Frog Pub at sea. I would say it's almost doubles the size of Carnival Breeze and Carnival Magic. So if you're familiar with those ships, it's a pretty good space there. It seems like all the 20, 30, 40, and 50-somethings kind of gravitate towards the Red Frog Pub until like 1 o'clock in the morning. So a really, really cool venue. Next question is from Bobby Laredo in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Beautiful area up there, too. Let's go ahead and cue Bobby up.
My wife and I booked a sailing on Carnival Sunshine from New Orleans, and I see that they redid the atrium bar. How different is it?
Yeah, Bobby, the Sunshine Atrium definitely has a new feel and a new look. If you are familiar with Carnival Destiny and what it looked like, very dark, flashy, very Vegas, gaudy-like. Nothing at all. Now, they have a bunch of sunshine, like stainless steel sphere balls hanging all over the place. Big ones like beach ball size. And then a big sun sphere right over the bar itself. But I've noticed they've added a bunch of little nooks and crannies in there where, you know, you could kind of grab a cocktail and be out of the way. It's not so open, and it's a lot more cozier in the Sunshine Atrium. So I hope that answers your question, Bobby. All right, the very last question we have here is from Brandy Burleson up in, where is she from? Nashville? Tennessee. Cool.
Hi. Yes, I am just calling to ask about how crowded the Lido deck during sea days are, since the Carnival Sunshine has added over 100 new cabins.
Yeah, Brandy, they did add 186 cabins, actually, on Carnival Sunshine. And with that becomes more people. I think the ship capacity now is 3,006 people. So with that said, there is more people on the Lido deck during sea days. But when you think of that, you also have to think of Serenity is now three stories and goes pretty much from midship all the way forward. You also have the water deck, or waterworks rather, on the aft end of deck 10, I believe, which is where all the kids mostly gravitate to. You have the beach pool right in the center. People were jockeying for pool chairs, loungers, around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, but Carnival is policing, so you're basically people who think they're going to go out there at 8:30 and put a towel on three chairs. It's sadly mistaken, because Carnival, the pool deck attendants are watching that and putting little sticky notes on every chair who is trying to do that. So yeah, more people on the ship, but not as crowded as you think, because there is all these areas. In fact, remember, there's 25 branded areas on here on Carnival Sunshine, so there's pretty much a space for everyone. And for lunchtime, if you think it's going to be too crowded for you, remember, you have Guy's Burger Joint, the Blue Iguana Cantina. You have Cucina del Capitano serves lunch, Gigi's Asian Kitchen, the Lido Deck Marketplace, the Pizzeria, the Taste Bar serves a light lunch down on Deck 5 midship. But if you think that's all too crowded, or if it looks too crowded, maybe consider room service. It's free and included in your cruise fare. So thank you for your question, Brandy. If you'd like to, head to cruiseradio.net and click on the Carnival Sunshine tab. Once you do that, you'll see all of our sea reports and exactly how crowded it was. You'll see videos and pictures and all the good stuff.
Art Zabarski, freelance travel writer, joins us once again. We always love seeing him. Art, good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys.
What are your first impressions of Sunshine?
Well, after 9 days on board, it fits in with the modern era of cruising on Carnival. It's got all the bells and whistles of Funship 2.0. It's really the biggest compilation of everything so far. I have never sailed on Destiny, so I can't say as I walk around that this room versus that room, whatever, but I did get a very detailed tour of what's here, what's not here. Some of the changes they made, you know, you don't usually just take a three-story show lounge and get rid of one of the levels of a show lounge and make it more effective. You don't take an area and add a deck and make a three-deck sun deck, adults area out of it. I've never known a ship to add 180-some-odd new rooms on board. The things they've done are great, and anywhere where there's a new area, you have no idea that they've done something to it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, Art, I sailed Destiny a couple of years ago, and walking on this ship, you don't know where Destiny ended and Sunshine begins, because it's like a brand new ship. It's like they pretty much did put it in dry dock, gut the ship, and build a new ship.
They really did. There's very little left of what it was. All these new features add up to a terrific new, essentially new Carnival ship for a whole lot less money. They spent $155 million on here. Jerry told me that this ship, if they built it from scratch, would be $740 million. So you're looking at some $550 million difference once all is said and done. That's a lot of money.
What's your favorite spot, or spot or spots?
I think we're in it right now. This is, I'm traveling alone, and I'm a little bit older than the average Carnival person. And this is about the only quiet room on the ship. And it's nice to come in here. It's nice to have a quiet drink, a glass of wine out of the automatic machine, sit here and read, whatever. I think this is my favorite single room on the ship. But then again, Gigi, the Asian restaurant they have, is without a doubt the best $12 dinner at sea.
Yeah.
Nothing comes close. I've been going to the Havana Club bar pretty much almost every other night, and the vibe in there is wonderful. The music is terrific. The live music is great. The recorded music is probably the best recorded music on the ship. And the bartenders are terrific. Yeah. They love that bar. And it's a great place to hang out also.
We sailed together back in December of 2011 on Carnival Liberty, and one of our big spots was the Alchemy Bar. Now it's here on Carnival Sunshine. Do you still feel the same about it?
I still like Alchemy Bar. The reason I haven't been there that much is because I found other places.
Right.
I've been in the Piano Bar three nights out of this cruise. I've been in the Havana Bar several nights out of this cruise. After dinner, I've been with other people. And great thing about Alchemy Bar is it became a great meeting place for our subgroup of friends.
Right.
Maybe it's because it was time and place. It was the perfect place. The other thing I haven't done is I haven't hung out at the pool bars the way we did then. We didn't do our 101 ounce drinking tube event this trip, partially because there's just been so much to do. It's been hard to get it all done.
There really is just so much on this ship with the 25 branded elements on here. It's almost like, for me, of course, I do want to get off the ship after 9 days, but you don't have time to do everything because you find one venue and it has a personality of its own, and you want to stay in that venue.
He's absolutely right about that. And the staff in each room has taken ownership of the room. The people that work in Alchemy, they feel like they own Alchemy. Valentina in here, this is her spot. The guys up at Havana, It's their spot.
Marjan, the manager of Gigi's Asian Kitchen. I was convinced that there was a personal connection from her, like a family, some sort of, you know, stock options or something going on there.
And she's terrific. And they've really done a good job with the branded elements, as Doug just said.
It's always awesome to hang out with you and run into you wherever we are. Art Zabarsky, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time.
What's your name?
Steve from Bolton near Manchester.
Very good. Would you care to share your thoughts on Carnival Sunshine?
I think it's very, very good. There's certain things on this that they could do with improving, and probably.
What do you think they could improve?
Well, yeah, when you have a pub quiz and the questions are all to do with Americans, yeah. It's an international boat, so have an international quiz, and it's just the little things that make all the difference with your cruise, with the cards. And with what the kids are allowed and what they're not allowed, and meal times and certain things, and entertainment's on first thing in the morning. Perhaps it doesn't need to be on first thing in the morning. It needs to be on at tea time and meal times. Certain meal times, you've got set meal times, and then you've got eating any time, and you don't want to be queuing up going for your evening meal.
Right.
You'd like to just go in for your evening meal and just slide in like everything else on the ship, and all of a sudden you're in a queue. Yeah, it's a fabulous ship. It's great. But like anything, it can improve. It can improve.
We're here at the Blue Iguana Tequila Bar here on Lido Deck, and right across from Red Frog Rum Bar. Between these two bars and Red Frog Pub or the Alchemy Bar, what's your favorite bar?
I would say the two pool bars.
Guy's Burger Joint or Blue Iguana Cantina. What do you think about?
Very good. I can't.
Like the Mexican over here?
Yeah, I like the Mexican. Yeah. Absolutely stunning. For around the pool as well, it's fantastic, fantastic. And the kids' ice cream, well, it's free. It's on all the time. What more can you want?
Phil Reimer is with us. You can find him at portsandbows.com. Phil, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Hey, thank you. This is so nice.
Ports and Bows can be found in various Canadian sites.
The column every Saturday runs on 12 major papers from Vancouver to Montreal.
Gotcha. Well, what are your first impressions of Carnival Sunshine?
I'm surprised that for only $155 million, you can take a ship that's 17 years old or 16 years old and turn it into this. I would have thought, A, add about $100 million to it and add about another 2 months of work, because this is absolutely amazing that they could really get, with a few exceptions, a brand new ship out of it that'll last another 15 years. And actually change it around and add things that they may add to their other ships if they're successful on this one.
So what is your favorite part of Carnival Sunshine?
I like what they've done on the stern on the ninth deck. I think the Chinese restaurant, the Italian restaurant, the Havana bar in the middle, I think that's going to be, and $12 for dinner in both those places, you know, your McDonald's bill is pushing $9.95 if you order the full meal deal.
It's crazy, yeah.
This is absolutely phenomenal. And the service, they really care. They're trying hard. It's perfect. It's a great spot.
In your opinion, any room for improvement?
I got on late, so I'm only on my third day, and I'm only going to be on for six. But I haven't found anything yet that I would want to change. I thought maybe the Serenity, with all the noise from the pool, might be a factor up in the Serenity, but with that fountain, the water coming down, it dampens the noise from the kids down below and the movie screen. So, how many other cruise lines are giving you adult areas for free? I mean, that's pretty good.
And we should actually clarify something, because today the Jackson 5 were blaring on the Lido deck. And so we're like, let's check Serenity out and see if you can actually hear it. So we went to Serenity by the pool. Yeah, you could hear it. But the deeper you got back into Serenity, we were at the very front of Serenity. Yeah. You couldn't hear anything.
You know what really surprises me? They've added, 158 cabins, so that's 300 people, right? So they're up around 3,000. So they put on that many extra people. It still feels like you got more public space. And the hallways, I swear, are much wider than they are in most Carnival ships, because they've done a lot in that area, I think.
We were on the Lido deck shooting video today, and I think there's enough food venues on here where there was no crazy long lines at any one venue, because there's so much to choose from.
And I like the pop-up stands in the buffet, the marketplace, and I like the idea that I could take my food, walk 25 feet into the Havana bar area and all of that public area and have breakfast. And in the morning, they're cooking omelets in that area. So you don't have to stay in Marketplace if you can't find a seat. Just walk another 20 feet and you have about 300 extra seats available.
You can find them at portsandbows.com. Phil Reimer, great to talk to you finally.
This is a fun day. A fun day.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Good day, sunshine.
Okay, so I think we're out of Sunshine theme songs to play, so we should probably end the show about now.
I have eaten way too much, man. I think I'm going to have to take a luggage tag and tie it around my finger so the crew can haul me off with the rest of the luggage.
This is my fake radio laugh.
Getting really good at it. Got to give a big thanks to Vance Gullickson and his crew, and Jennifer De La Cruz, of course, for helping to make this broadcast happen.
Yeah, and if you want to see our photos, our videos, our reviews, everything we've published during this sailing, the radio show, of course, we have a two-part series. Check it all out at cruiseradio.net.
From the Mediterranean aboard Carnival Sunshine, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
To die for.
It's a sunshine day. Everybody's smiling. Sunshine day. Everybody's laughing. Sunshine.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.